God didn't decide to heal us. Mm-hmm. It was never a decision for him. It's who he is.
Yeah.
There's never a question about it with him.
Yeah, we talked before the broadcast. Healing is who I am.
Healing is who he is. It's what he does. He's disposed to do it.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Have you ever asked yourself, will God heal me? Then don't miss today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Pastors George and Terry Pearsons. Find out if it's truly God's will for you to be set free from every sickness and disease.
Hello, everybody. We're Pastor George and Terry Pearsons. We are the pastors here at Eagle Mountain International Church on the property of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And we're so glad that you're watching the broadcast today. We're talking about 10 days of healing. It's time for you to be healed, praise God.
It's time for it.
It's absolutely time for it.
Have you absolutely had enough of it? Like, I'm through with this. Well, you can say that and cave in and roll over and die, or you can say, I've had it with this. I'm going God's way and I will be healed.
That's right. Choose life. Choose the blessing. Yesterday, Terry, on the broadcast, we spent quite a bit of time talking about God's will for us to be healed. And I like what we're talking about today because this is your title. You came up with this title. And her title is, Yes, But Will He? Did I do that okay?
You did that good. I remember when I was preparing this message to speak in a church, and I think it was really by design for that congregation. Because, you know, many people don't believe that Jesus even heals today. So you can get people past that and say, yes, he does, but will he? And so there are a lot of people at that second level of questioning. Mm-hmm. Some don't even think he will or can or does. He's through with that. It's passed away. But you get past that and say, okay, well, he probably could, but I don't know if he will. Mm-hmm. So this today answers that question, but will he?
Yeah. I remember when you preached that. That was absolutely outstanding to get that revelation, but will he? And that's where people get hung up. And I believe today that we will come to the place where we will see that it is not only God's will for us to be healed, but
George, there are people being healed right now.
Praise God.
I know. I heard that
praise
in my heart.
God.
There are people being healed right now. Maybe they've been listening
thank
the last
Jesus.
Couple of days. So will you praise to God?
Thank you, Lord, for
and,
that.
Thank you, Father. Go online or call the prayer ministers or tell somebody, testify that what God is doing
praise
right
God.
Now.
Praise
I know
God.
He's doing things right now. And it's really not that he's doing it. It's that people are receiving it.
People are receiving.
He's
praise
always
God.
Doing it.
Well, you know, as you're talking about that, I'm thinking, too, these notes that we have are available on kcm.org. Just go to the homepage and find Pastor's Notes, and you can download these. Study them out. Study out the Scriptures. We only have a few minutes here on the broadcast to be able to go through this, but you can take this and watch the broadcast again on kcm.org and go over it and over it and over it. Yes, He will heal us.
Yes, he will.
Matthew chapter 8.
You cheated and looked at the end of the notes, but okay, Matthew chapter 8. I bet you were a pistol when you were in school, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Matthew chapter 8.
I still am.
Verse 1 through 3. Jesus came down from the mountain. Great throngs followed him. And behold, a leper came up to him, prostrating himself, worshiped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you are able to cleanse me by curing me. And Jesus reached out his hand, touched him, and said, I am willing. Or in the King James, very simply put,
I will.
I will. Mm-hmm. I will. And be cleansed by being cured. And instantly his leprosy was cured and cleansed. He was completely healed of that. As I was reading that scripture one day, I was inspired to do a little bit of study, and I went to my concordance. The way you work with a concordance such as Strong's or Young's, but you look that word up in the concordance and it'll have a little number next to it. Then you take that number and that leads you to the Greek word or the Hebrew word in the Old Testament and tells you what that word means. You get a definition. But then there are other books that will further expound upon the tense that word is in or the attitude, the position that word takes. Mm. So I did a little further study with this, and boy, did it pay off.
Praise God.
This leper knew that Jesus could, but he didn't know if he would. Those people who had leprosy back then, George, they felt so dirty. Mm-hmm. They were ostracized. They were kicked out. They were separated. Yeah. They had to be because of the contagious nature of it, but they're just felt worthless in their lives. And he didn't really know if Jesus would have anything to do with someone such as himself. But Jesus said, I will. Now, this word will in the Greek, it comes from a word. This word, it's different. It's more expressive. It's much more specific in what it means than just the word we use for the English word that we use for will. And it means much more than, okay, sure, I'll do that. It's not passive. It's not impulsive. It's not acquiesce. It's not, well, since you asked me, or, oh, all right, or, well, I guess I will, or, mm-hmm. okay. It's not like that at all. When he said, I will, this is with the same force when God, through the Old Testament, would say, I am. Mm. Jesus said, I will. And in this word will, there's a revelation of his character. There's revelation of his nature.
Yeah.
He couldn't help himself. He said, I will, and it means I'm glad to do it. I want to do it. I'd rather do this than anything else. I wrote this down. It said it is by gracious design and not a determined resolve. In other words, it's not even, boy, I want to, and so I'm going to do this. I've decided to do this for you. God didn't decide to heal us. Mm-hmm. It was never a decision for him. It's who he is.
Yeah.
There's never a question about it with him.
Yeah, we talked before the broadcast, healing is who I am.
Healing is who he is. It's what he does. He's disposed to do it.
Yes.
Can't help but do that. In Exodus 15:26, the English King James says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And that's more than just, hey, I'm the guy that does that. It's, I'm the Lord that heals you. In other words, there's healing always emitting from him.
Yeah.
I'm the Lord that healing comes from. It just comes from him. He doesn't go to the back room and pull it off a shelf. He doesn't decide to go get it. He doesn't send somebody for it. It's who he is.
Yes.
It just comes.
Yes.
Need a little noise going there. Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's just
coming from him all the time.
That's a great word.
I was looking for.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is as if Jesus were saying, this is who I am. Yeah. This is what I do. I couldn't not heal you. I couldn't not give healing to you. And you cannot receive it, or you can put yourself in a position to not get it, but it's like being in the room with the X-ray machine. It's coming forth from
him. The woman with the issue of blood, wasn't she the one that touched the hem of his garment?
Mm-hmm.
And virtue?
Yeah, healing power, life.
Healing power.
And it wasn't because Jesus decided to do it. He didn't even know she was there. He stopped and said, hey!
Wow.
Who touched me? Who drew that from me? Who connected with that? See, it was just coming from him. Wow.
Yeah.
We could quit right now and say we've had church. That's really awesome. I couldn't not be the one healing you. I couldn't do that. I have to do this. Healing is who I am. That's in line with what God said. I am the Lord that heals, always healing.
Yeah.
Always, it's always coming.
We're right there in Matthew 8. Let's look at verse 5, Terry.
Okay.
In Matthew 8, in verse 5, we know, well, I lost my place here. Matthew 8 and 5. And Jesus entered into Capernaum. There came to him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Now, there's that word again.
Just a few verses down.
That same word, I will, it is that gracious design of Jesus.
Just by design.
This is what I do. This is what I do. He said, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this man, go, and he goes. To another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I've not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And then it says in verse 13, Jesus said to the centurion, go thy way, as you have believed, so be it done unto you. The centurion understood this concept, this what you're talking about here.
He understood the system.
He understood the system.
The way God is, therefore the way it works.
Don't you think that's why Jesus marveled?
Somebody understood.
Somebody understood how this works.
This centurion, he told the truth. He was unworthy because he was not part of the covenant. Mm-hmm. Now, we're no longer unworthy by the blood of Jesus, but at that point, that blood hadn't been spilled, and he was unworthy, but he understood that if God is like this, then it works this way, and this is how I tap into. He understood how the believing system works. It's a system of authority, and it's based on
the word.
The authority or the will that is delivered through words.
The centurion understood that Jesus' word was his will and that his word would do whatever he would do. He saw that. He didn't have to have Jesus come to the house because he understood that concept of the word will do whatever he would do.
His word was as good as him doing it because he understood that his word was his will.
Now, a couple of things.
But Jesus had integrity. He wouldn't say one thing when he wanted something else. The centurion said, I wouldn't tell my servant to go do this when I really wanted him to do that. He understood.
And a couple of things that you had in your notes about this. He most certainly would because he would only say what he willed or he intended. And then you had, this is believing God can do what he wills. God wills his will. God speaks only what he wills. His spirit is bound by the same design to empower his word. Boy, that's some...
God can do... It's one thing to want to do something, but man, if I could, brother, I'd do this for you, if I could.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice, but it doesn't help me much. Makes me feel better, but it doesn't help me. But that's not God. What he wills, he's able to do. What... He wills then his will. It's not just that he just,
he wills
that'd be
his
okay.
Will.
He wills it. It's a force. Just like when you will something, when you will it, your every part of you is in alignment with that will. Okay.
Yeah.
God speaks only what he wills. And he has spoken all that he wills.
Yeah.
This is cool.
That's good.
His spirit is bound by the same design, that same the way Jesus cannot help it. He cannot help but to be the power behind the word, which is his will. Mm-hmm. He cannot help it. When God speaks, it's his will and the spirit moves on it. He's never late, never behind, never, sorry, God, I didn't hear what you said. Mm. He's always on it.
Yeah.
And all that boils down, George, I just think this statement sums it up. What he wills, what God wills, he says. Then what he says works his will.
Say it again.
Okay. I like it so much. What he wills, he says.
Yeah.
And what he says then works his will. You know, you can will something and not say anything. But God, what He wills, He says. And when He says it, it works His will. Yeah. Why? Because the Spirit moves on what God says.
And God has revealed all that He is. He's revealed that to us.
He's opened it up. I am the Lord that heals.
He's not holding back. He's not misleading us. There are a couple of scriptures here. Exodus 15:26. I will not put sickness on you, for I am the Lord that heals you. I will not. I will not. And this reveals what He's made of, and it really does reveal how He is designed.
Design's kind of a, I don't know, I use that word, but God isn't by design. He is what He is. But that if we were doing, that's, it's, we're designed. He designed us to be a certain way.
Yes,
and that's just how, you know, like you're a very gentle person. You're a gentle man. And you just can't help that. You know, you just can't. You try to be Mr. Tough Guy, and it's just, it still comes out Mr. Gentle Tough Guy. You just can't. You're by design. You're just that way. God is just that way. He's just that way.
Exodus 23:25, I will take sickness away. Praise God. You know, the illustration you gave about that was taking a medicine. You said, this pill will make that sickness go away.
Yeah, the doctor says to you, take this pill, it'll make it go away. It's that way.
Yeah.
By design. The pill's designed to make it go away.
You said in the same way the pill won't put disease on you, God won't put sickness on you. The pill will take it away, and God will take it away, but God takes it away without any of the negative side effects.
That's right.
That was really good.
There are no disclaimers.
There are no disclaimers.
Pray, you know, you might get healed of this, but boy, you got to watch out for your kidneys. They're over.
Sad.
No, and doesn't do that.
No, He's not that way at all. Exodus 23:26, I will fulfill the number of your days. Boy, I believe that. Mm-hmm. I believe it.
Those days are longer than we originally thought. 120 years, isn't that something?
Yes. Psalm 91, I will deliver you. I will deliver you. So we see in these scriptures here the will of God in action.
He will. I just want to go back and say, think about this now. Mm. I will. Not because, oh yeah, I will, or, you know, when the time comes, I'll be there. No. He is deliverance.
He is healing.
Let me put it this way. He is life. And whatever it takes for that life to reach its fullness, Colossians 2 says, the fullness of life, Colossians 2:10, if it needs, you need to be healed, you need to be delivered, you need to be saved, whatever you need to come up to that measure of life, His life does it for you.
And it's the same thing with Jesus. In John 6:38, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me. So Jesus is an agent and an expression of God's will. We can look at Jesus and see the will of God. In Matthew 4:23, He went about healing every sickness. In Matthew 8:16, He healed all who were sick with His word.
You know, I believe it also says there that He cast out evil spirits and healed them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are oppressive, dark things that come on people's minds and their bodies. And the doctor will say, I just can't figure out what's wrong with you. Well, whatever it comes from, it's from the pit. As Nani used to say, my grandmother used to say, that's just from the pit.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus took care of it.
And in verse 17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. In Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with Him.
Do I have a moment to talk about that, the anointing?
Yeah.
Okay. Acts 10:38, that's worth you looking up. How God anointed Jesus. That's a word that gets thrown around so much, it just becomes a religious cliche word. We don't stop to realize what it really means. Now, Isaiah 10:27 gives us a clue. It says, it shall come to pass in that day that His burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and His yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Now, from that, we conclude that the anointing is the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. Now, you wrote, or maybe I did this, it says, it is God poured out on you and me. The anointing, when you think about being anointed with oil, when they would anoint the priest, they didn't do a little dabble, do you,
yep,
on your head?
Oh, yeah,
they poured gallons of oil, this expensive perfumed oil, and they poured it over them until it totally covered them. Mm-hmm. Why? So they would have the idea of the anointing totally covering them, their clothes, every part of their body, their head, their face, every crevice, every opening, just oil all over. Mm-hmm. That's the visual of the anointing of God on us. The power of God. Now, it says here, it's God on you and me, and it's not only the power to do what He can do, it's the power to be a carrier of Him, but this power of God. And mm-hmm. I was meditating on that mm-hmm. just this morning. Power, it's not the power that belongs to God. Like, oh yeah, go get my power, or here's my power gun. That's the power that as a result of God Himself
Hallelujah.
On us.
Yeah.
And that is His Spirit.
Yep.
The Spirit is not the power of God. The Spirit on us, the result of that is power.
Hallelujah.
So that God settles on us mm-hmm. like oil all mm-hmm. over the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And the result of that is the power to heal that results in healing power, yeah. delivering power, miracle power, whatever power we need, the power of God on us.
Yeah, that's right. Praise God.
Okay.
I believe. Well, no, let's take the last 30 seconds of this before we pray the prayer of faith. Terry, read that last part that you wrote down.
Okay. There. You were made in His image. By His design, you're created to be like Him. And this is developed by His will at work in you. What He wills, He says. So we know what He said, His mm-hmm. will is. And what He says works His will. So when you believe what He says, then His will goes to work. When you put that in your heart in abundance and it comes out your mouth, then His will is working. You speak His word,
That's right.
it works His will. So while you're praying today, George, when you speak the word of faith, you pray the word of faith over these people, it is working His will.
Yep.
It's activating. Yep. It's moving God, the presence of God on them to bring that healing power.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray over every person that is watching.
Thank
and
you,
I
Jesus.
Thank you that the will of God is working on the inside of them. The will of God, which is the healing power
That's
of
right.
God, is forcing out every
Hallelujah.
Sickness, disease, infirmity in their body and is bringing health into them right now. Father, I thank You that it is Your will and that Your will is Your word and Your will is fulfilled
Amen.
In their lives.
Amen.
In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus, Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise
now,
God.
You continue to stand then on the Word of God and make it be the way you believe.
Yeah,
and we want to help
be.
You with that. This little pamphlet called You Are Healed. You can call or write, email. We'll get this to you. Or you can go to our website and download it for yourself. But it's full of scriptures and it'll help you stand in faith.
Stay with us. Terry and I will be right back.
He sent His word and healed them. He forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. By His wounds, you were healed. It has always been God's plan for His people to be healthy. According to Hebrews 13:8, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes, so His will is still for you to be well. The Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is designed to build and strengthen your foundation and understanding of God's promises for you. Your 10-day spiritual action plan contains scripture cards to use everywhere you are, worship music that opens your heart to receive, healing confessions on CD for planting the word in your heart, morning and evening devotions to build your faith, and bonus teaching messages from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland on DVD. Learn God's promises and know His will for you. Divine health is yours. Walk in it today. God desires for you to live your life in perfect health. To help you learn more, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan, now for just $15. This foundational teaching from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland shows you what the Word has to say about your health and will give you the tools you need to leave sickness and disease behind you forever. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, go to kcm.org. While online, you'll also find other products, tools, and resources to help you walk in divine health.
When you accept Jesus as your Lord, you accept Jesus as your Savior, you accept Jesus as your healer, you accept Jesus as your deliverer, your financier. You receive Jesus for everything that it takes for us to live our lives in a prosperous way. So Terry and I want to pray with you right now. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's very easy. All you have to do is say this and repeat this after me. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I know you love me.
I know you love me.
I know you care for me.
I know you care for me.
I accept Jesus.
I accept Jesus.
As my Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
He is my healer.
He is my healer.
My deliverer.
My deliverer.
My financier.
My financier.
He is my caretaker.
He's my caretaker.
He loves me.
He loves me.
I receive Him now.
I receive Him now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Praise
God. You've prayed that prayer with us today, and you've never prayed it before, just had something happen in your heart, we have something we want to give you. We have this little book. It's actually not so little. He did it all for you. And with this book, it'll cover some very foundational things that put you on the road to a victorious Christian life, a strong Christian life. We want to give it to you so you can go to kcm.org. And you know you can go there too and share your testimony with us about salvation or healing, what God's done for you, or even what you think about these broadcasts. You can also go to our Facebook site, but we really do want to hear from you.
Praise God. You know, tomorrow on the broadcast, we're going to be talking about healing in the plan of redemption. So, till then, this is Pastor George and Terry Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They would like to send you some free information to help you get started in your new life in Christ. Request your free salvation package on our website at kcm.org. A book, He Did It All For You, and a brochure on how to study your Bible. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The Branson Victory Campaign, March 8th through the 10th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, Anaheim, California with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Dates to be announced. Celebrate 30 years in Europe at the Europe Victory Campaign, May 10th through 12th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Excel Center in London, UK.